further to that, I really can't support open air, that 3 days a week, 4 days on the long weekends, because I can't tell you how many people have contacted me, whether or not they have disabilities, because, we're putting up barriers, making it very, very difficult, not only for people with disabilities, but for others to use the goods and services that we provide for the town of Amherstburg. And we're hearing over and over again, just like Councillor Courtney and Councillor Lair stated, that this hurts a lot of the businesses right in the downtown core. They don't want it. And the other people in the other areas, McGregor and Malden Center, this doesn't benefit them at all either. So I cannot justify, even if it was a wash about the amount of money, due to the fact that it hurts a lot of people and it prevents people with disabilities from using these facilities, I can't justify 3 days a week or 4 days on long weekends.
Through to you, Mr. Mayor, I really want to address the accessibility. That is the wrong information. Yes, we do have what they're called
barriers.
I'm sorry.
They're
barriers? No, they're plastic
jersey barriers.
Jersey barriers. Thank you. They are spaced for vehicles not to come into the footprint. We have students at every entrance and exit where the jersey barriers are. The students, staff, first of all, anyone can get through. It is accessible. And secondly, if someone needs special assistance, we've actually walked them or driven them with the little golf cart. Absolutely make sure that everyone can be accommodated to get through. And I think there's two handicap parking spots within the open air footprint. That's what is not accessible, but the ones that beside Caffeine and Co., we've added another three accessible parking spots there. So we go above and beyond to make sure that is number one, that it is accessible. So I don't agree with that. I'm really sorry.
The clerk.
Thank you, Your Worship. Just on that point, as staff liaison to the Accessibility Advisory Committee, we did review this event because there was a member of the community who felt that there were barriers that were provided. The Accessibility Advisory Committee did not find any barriers and recommended that the community be advised of all of the accessibility provisions that were provided, and that be shared via the RTT and our social media, and so we certainly did that as well.
Please.
So there's different areas of accessibility. Somebody could be virtually have problems seeing or whatever, hearing. When I see all the streets and they're packed, and that's good that they're packed at that time, but we really expect a caregiver to be able to drop them off, not be able to find parking at all, and then to either get in a golf cart that could be very dangerous to all the pedestrians that are down there, try to squeeze through these places. That is not the way you treat people with disabilities. You treat them with equal opportunity, and they don't have that there.
Through to you, Mr. Mayor, there are no barriers in open air. There are not. Please come down and have a look. I know that for a fact. It's not just the golf cart. We've actually opened up our arms if someone needs to get through. We've never had one complaint. That's the honest truth in 3 years, and I'm sure we would have.